In this bulletin, health authorities in New South Wales say daily COVID-19 cases won't exceed 1,500 this month. A court in Belarus imposes lengthy jail terms on two opposition activists. And in sport, FIFA investigating a COVID-19 commotion during the Brazil versus Argentina qualifier match. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales government modelling shows that new COVID-19 cases are unlikely to top 2,000 per day. Authorities are expecting a seven-day average of about 1,500 this month, and more than 550 COVID-positive patients will require intensive care. The ACT says it will have half its eligible population fully vaccinated sometime this week. Chief Minister Andrew Barr also hopes that 75% of over 16s will have received at least one dose within that time. A Pfizer shot for year 12s over the next 2 weeks aims to ensure they can sit their exams in person. Meanwhile, people getting the AstraZeneca jab are encouraged to get their second dose after 4 or 8 weeks instead of waiting 3 months. Victoria's opposition leader Michael O'Brien is facing a leadership challenge at a Liberal Party room meeting today. Former leader Matthew Guy is predicted to attempt to reclaim the top position before Parliament resumes and a vote is held for the role. Matthew Guy, Tim Smith and James Newbury have all resigned from their portfolio roles within the party. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley wouldn't speculate, instead stating that the community is focused on the pandemic.
The Victorian government, indeed the Victorian community, have got one focus. That is to beat this pandemic, to do it through a combination of getting vaccinated and following the public health rules. Everything else is an irrelevancy, so I've got no comment.
Relatives of the 298 victims of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 have accused Russia of lying about its alleged role in the downing of the plane. The relatives have begun testifying in the Dutch murder trial of the four suspects. International investigators concluded that the passenger plane was shot down over eastern Ukraine with a missile fired by pro-Russian rebels. Russia, however, denies all responsibility. Dozens of relatives will be given an opportunity to speak or submit written statements over the next 3 weeks. Australian national James Risk lost his parents in the crash.
The reality is we may never have a conclusion or complete closure on who murdered mum and dad. And the frustrating part for me is the powers holding the conclusion of this trial back. Everyone can see the sheer arrogance of Russia, the misinformation from Russia, the lack of acknowledgement of any involvement from Russia, and their blunt denials.
A court in Belarus has imposed lengthy jail terms on two opposition activists who challenged the country's discredited presidential polls. The pair has been jailed for trying to threaten national security and take power. Maria Kolesnikova has been given 11 years jail, while her lawyer is to serve 10 years. They've both described the trial as a sham, and their lawyers have indicated they'll appeal against the verdict. In August last year, tens of thousands of protesters were detained after protesting against the election, which the European Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States found was neither free nor fair. Six Palestinian prisoners have managed to escape from a maximum security prison in Israel. The men are believed to have dug a hole in the floor of their cell and then tunneled beneath the outer wall of Gilboa Prison. The prison was alerted when farmers spotted the men running through their paddocks. And in sport, football governing body FIFA has opened a disciplinary investigation into the Brazil-Argentina World Cup qualifier, which was abandoned due to a commotion over alleged COVID-19 breaches. 6 minutes after kickoff in Sao Paulo, the game was halted as workers from the health authority attempted to remove UK-based Argentina players for allegedly breaching coronavirus quarantine rules. Well, now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 28 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, cloudy and 17 degrees. Hobart, possible early shower, 13. Canberra, sunny and 19. Wollongong, much the same, 22. Sydney, sunny, 22 degrees. Newcastle, also sunny, 23. Brisbane, sunny and 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.